Egypt is Tumira, T-M-R, or the consonants, and the vowels T-U-M-E-R-A, Tumira, and it means measure. Not the verb to measure, but the measure of the whole cosmos is the Nile Valley. And in Tumira, the Nile Valley was the world. This is the inspiration of John Stuart Bell's Reality is Non-Local. And I would say what fundamentally inspired this was the Bell theorem, reality is non-local, and art shows how what is local is translucent. And this is the horoscope. And there I put Aquarius and Leo. What follows the age of Capricorn is the age of Sagittarius, the age of Scorpio, and the age of Libra. And that's the age of Virgo, and then the age of Leo. And the reason why Leo is back here, because that wall is the only wall that was big enough to hold it. And it's looking at the union of all those moldings. And mind you, they're cut in five sections, but those moldings are perfection beyond my ability. But I did it. It's beyond my ability. I'm not kidding. It's you'll see how awesome it gets. Right there, you have a portrait of a student of mine who came to me. He knew he was going to die of AIDS. And he said, Les, I want you to teach me how to die. Now, I don't know what statement a teacher could receive from a student that would be more ominous than that. And he died, and he knew that I wanted free falling figures. And so I set up this next space with mattresses on the floor and comforters I stapled up on the wall. And he in the nude did, I took about 100 and some photo shots of him free falling. And that's how I got this. And it's the coming of consciousness, which to me is the whole concept of creation. Now what I've done here is I'm saying if you take art out of the frame, it's no longer art, it's merely design. And I made my frames a part of my construction. Here is where it all began. These canvases were all stretched by my students at the Park School. There were eight canvases, and they were huge. And I gave an assignment that was prompted by Mark Rothko, the great minimalist. Well, he inspired me, and I started off with this whole thing to be a minimalist painter. The translucency that you're seeing one image, you're seeing human forms moving through this space. And it's about four buildings here, one on top of the other. And it works. I'd like to own this painting. And they said, Les, who owns it if you don't? I said, the museum. This was a new start on the chair, so that what could sit on that? Only a ghost. And so I have chairs home in my basement that I wanted to do this. I only did two. That's a self-portrait with holes in the head. And this has been knocked off the wall, but the askewness is, I sort of like it. I just don't like this gap here. The implication of the number six. Six is the virgin number. And I could do a lecture on the number six. Now we're into where I lost my sight. You know I'm blind. So I can move in between, and I've moved through here enough. But one last thing you have to do, this is holly. Feel it. That's the smoothest you can find anything. You've never felt anything that smooth. A mirror? Yeah, I don't care what it is. The netaru were is the plural, and it represented the principles and functions of reality, which is non-local. Life, truth, love, spirit, mind, soul. You can't, there's no materiality for them. And where the material is where we cease to function. And I think we've gone through, the first age was the age of Aquarius. And the sign of Aquarius is the waters above and beneath the firmament, which is biblical. And then we've come all the way around and finished with the age of Pisces. And now we've re-entered the age of Aquarius. And to me, that's the apocalypse. All of this was inspired and happened in spite of me and because of me. And this is what is so intriguing when people go through, because they realize what's here only took 12 years, and it's a lifetime's work. Mm-hmm.